Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
For the next 6 or 7 years, we lived in the crossroads of apartheid. We lived with black people, but because the black homelands were so chopped up, some days I'd have to go through border post 6 or 7 times and go out of Transkei and go into parts of white South Africa, then go into Siskai or come back through Transkei. I was raised a racist. I mean, I was raised with the N-word, and even if you were not from our home place, just we had words for everybody. But Jesus had cured me, saved me, redeemed me from that. And one of the things I love as an aside about our boys is that our boys are not multiracial. They're non-racial. They can't see color. I love that about our kids. They don't see it. And sometimes it got our youngest, after the apartheid years when we came to America, it'd get him in trouble because he would walk up to an African-American and say, "Wow, you're the blackest one I've ever seen." And that didn't go over well. But just to see by then, after we had so much malaria, the doctor said with the chemicals and trouble and the miscarriage we had in Malawi, you'll never have another child. And so gave us the gift of Andrew in South Africa. So for us, that sort of made our quiver full. And to see those three blonde-haired kids run around the village, I mean, we could walk out the door of our house and just look with questions on our face, and half of the village would point where the boys were. And when you go to eat, you know, the men get the sheep's head, and the men get the best part of the animal, and then later on the women will eat, and then they take a big wash pan, and they put the intestines and the other parts, we just say in Kentucky, the guts of the animal, usually cooked in this big pan with some scraps of meat or whatever that the adults didn't get. And you look over there, and the pan is about the size of the table that I'm sitting in front of, and there's like 6 African kids, and there's our 2-year-old reaching in and getting pieces of sheep intestine and guts, and if they didn't like it, they'd throw it back and they'd get another one. And some of the adults came up to Ruth and I and said, "There's the missionary. You and Ruth are sort of bystanders, but that's the missionary." And you know what they did to us? It just scared me to death. Is what they do in the Transkei is when your first child is born, the husband's parents come, family come, and they stay with you for a couple weeks and study your marriage and study what's going on in the midst of your family. And then they name that child according to what they see in that marriage and that environment. That's why you've got kids named love and hope and affection and hatred and cheating and divorce and, you know, all kinds of descriptive words. And when the second child is born, then the parents of the wife comes. And so when Ruth is about to give birth to Andrew, our African family that had adopted us came and said, "We're coming with our daughters to stay with you, and then we will name this child according to what we find in your family." That scared me to death. I wonder what kids would be named, you know, in our churches in America if they were named by outsiders who got to study your home to give the kid the name of that house, the quality of that house. And so I thought, "Oh, please, Lord, let them come study the baby and Ruth, you know, and let me be in the background for once." And so they studied him, and after 2 weeks they said, "We have his name." And his name in closer language is Siabulela, and Sabu for short, but Siabulela means we praise or we thank God. And we are naming your son this because we praise God that you white people love Jesus enough to come live with us black people. You see, in Malawi, that wasn't the issue. But in South Africa, when we had a choice close to the border, we could easily live with white people and commute. But we chose to live with the people that God had called us to.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.